July the 30th, 2020, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and a comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talk, go online to www.blocktalkradio.com archives and you'll be able to listen to the talk that you have missed. We will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran, Surah 29, Ayat 33, Lot's wife lagged behind. Genesis 19:26, Lot's wife became a pillar of salt. Luke 14:34, salt lost its savor. What good is it? So the depths of the water is the knowledge. Salt water is deep knowledge of human nature. Salt out of the water becomes rigid, a stone. Sensitivity people didn't want was the salt water. Man, what are they talking about? The Old Testament, the water of the human world had become too bitter for the masses of people. Their sensitivity was distasteful. Did not have any appeal. The water that the people did not want was the salty water, the water of the ocean. So what is salty water? Salty water comes from the ocean, and it has depths. It is very deep. So what does this represent? It represents knowledge, education, and sciences of the human nature. Had and become dead, dull thing for the people. It didn't have savor. If the salt has lost its savor, what good is it? Then except to be thrown out into the earth. But it worked good for a long time. Law let people see, understand, and practically exercise it on themselves. So sweet water lets the people exercise law themselves. So we know the salt water, if you pour it on the garden, it is not good. You need lake water, rain water, sweet water to put on the growing thing, not with the salt in it. The mistake that those Old Testament people made was this: they took salt to mean the knowledge. Salt is not the knowledge. The depths of the water is the knowledge. But salt represents something else. The New Testament is not saying throw out the knowledge. It is saying throw out the rigidity. Salt, if you leave it out of the water, it becomes rigid. It will become a stone. Throw out the bitterness. Salt is bitter. Taken too large of a quantity. Throw out the emphasis on rituality, this emphasis on blind obedience to laws. Let the people see the law and understand the law and be able to practically exercise the law on themselves without people imposing it upon them, without their knowledge. Then you will take the salt solid, and it will be sweet water. But why was she turned from me? The New Testament and the Old Testament, Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt. Why was she turned into a pillar of salt? This will help us understand what salt means in Scripture. Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt because she looked at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the order came cautioning the people, warning them, whatever you do, do not look back. It said God was going to lead them out of the fire. But it said warning came saying, let no one look back. Because Sodom was a terrible place. It had done terrible things. It had become so perverse, very much like some of the streets of San Francisco. So the depths of the water is the knowledge. Salt water is deep knowledge of human nature. Salt out of the water becomes rigid as stone. Sensitivity people didn't want was salty water. Man, what are they talking about? The Old Testament. The water of the human world had become too bitter for the masses of the people. Their sensitivity was distasteful, did not have any appeal. The water that the people did not want was the salty water, the water of the ocean. So what is salty water? Salty water comes from the ocean. And it has depths. It is very deep. So what does this represent? It represents knowledge, education, and sciences of the human nature had become dead, dull for the people. It didn't have savor. If the salt had lost its savor, what good is it then, except to be thrown out into the earth? But it worked good for a long time. So law let people see, understand, practically exercise it on themselves. Sweet water let the people exercise law themselves. So we know that the salt water, if you pour it on the garden, it is not good. You need lake water, rain water, sweet water to put on the growing things, not with the salt in it. The mistake that these Old Testament people made was this: they took the salt to mean the knowledge. Salt is not the knowledge. The depths of the water is the knowledge. But salt represents something else. The New Testament is not saying throw out the knowledge. It is saying throw out the reality. Salt, if you leave it out of the water, it becomes rigid. It will become a stone. Throw out the bitterness. Pardon me. Salt is bitterly taken too large of a quantity. Throw out the emphasis on rigidity, this emphasis on blind obedience to law. Let the people see the law and understand the law and be able to practically exercise law on themselves without people imposing it upon them, without their knowledge. Then you will take the salt solid and it will be sweet water. They understood it. Salt was not something that just became a problem in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt. Why was she turned into a pillar of salt? This will help us understand what salt means in Scripture. Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt because she looked at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the order came, cautioning the people, warning them, whatever you do, do not look back. It said God was going to lead them out of the fire. But it said warning came saying, let no one look back, because Sodom was a terrible place. It had done terrible things. It had become so perverse, very much like some of the streets of San Francisco. It was terrible. And God added fire down on it. The punishment of those people was so terrible to behold. Lot's wife looked back means I sympathize or I like the punishment. And Lot's wife was a woman who was in charge of the discipline of the children. And she looked back. Looking back, what does it say? Either my heart is a little bit with those people who are being punished, or I like punishment that they are going, or that they are getting, pardon me. Why would I want to look back? I either want to look back because my heart is with them, but look, the impulses to look back indicates more cruelty in me. It indicates that there might be a possible streak of cruelty in me. Simply because most people do not want to look at life suffering. So why would Lot's wife want to look back? She wants to look back because she loved what was happening. She was happy over what was happening. She wanted to look at those people being destroyed. So the Bible says she became a pillar of salt. So when you say someone is salty, you mean that they are not friendly at that time. And they are hard to get along with. They are bitter. They have turned into a pillar of salt. Meaning, he whole self became rigid and bitter. Darkness, like waves, can't see hand. Darkness upon the face of the deep. Salt means sternness. Ships have a stern. Now let's go back to the ocean and see if we can understand what salt means in that ocean. It means sternness. The ships that go out in the ocean has what? A stern. It means sternness. The creatures in the lake, in the pond, they look jubilant. They look happy. But those creatures in the deep ocean look stern. So that is what it is referring to. They use salt, but actually they are not talking about the depths of the water. We want depths of the knowledge, but what does the Quran say about that depths of the water? It says it is darkness layer upon layer. So man knows it, has no vision under its gravity. So man has vision when the soul becomes structured by knowledge. That means that no matter how deep we go down in darkness, so down here in the water of the sensitivity, the soul, there is darkness. That is why God said, let there be light. No man knows his soul. No man has vision while he is under the gravity of his soul. Man has vision when the soul becomes structured by knowledge, when his sensitivities are strengthened under the influence of knowledge. Then he has vision. Then he has light. Salt does not respond to touch. Water does, not pliable like clay. So we don't want to get too stern. If we get too stern, we have no sensitivities. And the little children will suffer. Their mothers have become a pillar of salt. Stern, insensitive. Salt doesn't shape. Water shapes. So water responds to touch. Salt does not respond to touch. And it is not like clay. Clay is a material that you can mold. You can work with it. It is pliable. For salt, you put water with it and try to put it together. It dissolves itself. The only thing you can do is put it in a container, leave it there, and let it harden and become a rock. So Mary represents sweet water. Adam represents the first generation. Jesus represents the second generation. Imam, some too stern, like pillars of salt, too rigid. Mary, why did we connect this? Because Mary represents sweet water, not salt water, and the need for a new woman to bring forth a new generation. Adam represents the first generation in the Christian terminology. Jesus Christ represents the second generation of the second Adam. So the necessity was because there was too much rituality, too much insensitivity in the religious world. So a message came that appealed to the state of the people, savor without the salt, like sweet water. So when you get too much salt, what do you want? You want water without salt. So they had given the world too much salt, too much sternness, like some of these imams who come here and want us to follow them looking like pillars of salt. No human life at all in them, walking around looking otherworldly. And they think we're going to follow them. Ship them out on the first rocket going into Neverland. Just keep floating out there. We don't want them. We are not going to accept them. And they will never be successful amongst us. I can go to sleep and sleep for 100 years and give them freedom to lead this community. And when I wake up, I'll find it all gone. And I'll have to put it back together. They will be sitting in the corner somewhere with two nuts or two cubes of salt. I'm not bragging. I'm trying to save your life. Soul, property, and water, properties, minimum, when won. Faith, because we learn to trust something. Faith is a property of the soul. Soul is the seed or the core of the sensitive nature. Let's now look at the property of the water or the property of the soul. Our sensitivity or soul are stirred by fear, love, faith as a result of something resulting from what? From trust. I have learned to trust something. So I have become faithful. I have faith because I have seen that I can trust this from this mother, daddy, brother, cousin, uncle, grandpa, or policeman, or the friend down the street. Whatever we have faith in, it is because in having a relationship with the person or thing, we have found we can trust it. Seed, order, development, succeeded, sensitivity, water to land, soul, life, movement. So fear, love, faith, and devotion. Faith is a property of the soul. So we find later in scripture, faith is seen in material concept seed. So here we have sensitive nature of the human being and that seed or the core of that sensitive nature is called what? Soul. Now we have the soul coming into the land. It has come out of the sensitive life or out of its sensitivity. And it has become like the material. So what does that mean? It has no disturbance in it. It has trusted so much. It has so much trust that it has become rested. But there is an orderliness in it. The seed has the pattern of orderliness. and development. So order and development now has taken over or has succeeded sensitivity. Isn't this the necessary requirement for racial sacrifice? Pardon me, for real sacrifice, progress. When our sensitivity become obedient to order and developmental processes, that is when we become scientific in our thinking. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 23. Allah made the day for activity. The Quran, Surah 38, Ayah 72. When I have breathed into him of my spirit. Genesis 1, 2. Darkness upon the face of the deep. Education is from the sensitivity of the soul. Arrows 2, one God purpose, the other is Muhammad's will. Scripture says that the spirit moved along the surface of the water, and God said, let there be light. God is saying that if you will only become sensitive to my cause and purpose, my spirit will move with your sensitivity. The Quran says it was shot as two arrows from one bow going to the top. The will of God and the spirit in Muhammad, present the peace be upon him, when as two arrows fired by the same bow. It means the natural power and potential that God gave man in creating him, and that bow has now become very tense. It's stern to reach God's purpose. It fires. And when it fires at the thing it is aimed at, it sends two. One is God's purpose and God's will. The other is Muhammad's purpose. Pardon me. Is Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, will and his obedience to God's purpose. So they go parallel at the same speed to the same target. And the spirit is moved along on the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That he placed a small lamp in the sky. This is speaking to the evolution of light knowledge. He placed something up there to reflect the light of the sun. The sun had not been placed up there yet. But he placed something in the heavens of the leadership to reflect the light before it even was done. It was already there, ready to receive. The moon was put up, but it didn't say the moon was shining. It did not say the moon was put up. And it was a beautiful, shiny, illuminating object. No. It was just put up then. It says, then he caused the sun to be put there. It came up in the heaven. And now he said, let there be light. But look how light evolves. Light evolves from sensitivity in the soul or the spirituality. That is what welcomes God's light. God's love wants He saw happening in the water, so he blessed it with his guidance or with his inspiration, and in the water came light. Science says that the moon is black. Look in your paper if you want some evidence of what I'm saying. It is black. It hasn't shown any light yet. Shouldn't that make you know now? You who are sane, rational, and sensible, and morally responsive, shouldn't that make you know now that God has taken a little Negro from Elijah Muhammad and lifted him up to the highest place in understanding of his truths? I said that the conditions had to be brought about for the spirituality before the sun's knowledge can rise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has made the day for activity. So as long as we are just having spiritual life without guidance and material reality for material world, we have no activity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us how we evolve as creation. He is saying to us that the benefit of my material world will only come to you in state, small amounts. But if you are ever turned on by my guidance to evolve as a designer or designed for you to evolve, you will come into big material accomplishments. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 28. God, are your people under share money equal? Quran, light revealed in the night, divine nature. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 30, religion of nature. So the Quran is light, but it was revealed in the night. It was revealed in the darkness. It was brought to the darkness. It came by way of darkness. So what kind of darkness? Not the darkness of ignorance, but the darkness of divine nature that God put in the creation. And the Quran came following the natural way of God. It didn't come through man's learning. Prophet Muhammad, present and peace be upon him, he didn't get the Quran through the man knowledge, through the human knowledge. He got the Quran through divine inspiration. And by divine inspiration, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was made to see that this light is supported by creation and the law of creation. So there is the darkness of creation and the darkness of natural law. The darkness of natural law, even in man's bear witness, support the light of Quran. Allah said it is Deen al-Fitra, the Deen, the religion of nature, the nature in which he completed all things, the very pattern on which he made the creation and the human being. So mother sacrificed for child. The Quran, Surah 31, Ayah 14, mother bears child in pain. A mother, if she can sacrifice, if she can be a martyr, not to kill herself, not to kill her blood, if she can sacrifice herself, be a martyr to live selfless, die to this world, die to the temptations of this world. This world is saying to the mother, oh, you need some pleasures. Leave these babies here unattended. Leave them with this no-count woman. Or with these youngsters over there. Yes, sister, you're going to be tested. And I'm going to tell you, you are going to have to be courageous and brave and fearless. You will have to be so bold and have such faith and conviction that you will kill yourself to please Allah. I don't mean cut your throat. I mean kill your desire. I know I'll be happy if I could go to the show today. Oh, I know I'll be happy if I could go with them to the museum today or to the park or to the party today. I know I'll be happy, but if I go, their children won't be happy. They won't be protected. Stay there. Live in pain if you have to. Protect these youngsters because that's our tomorrow. And let me tell you something, sisters. Let me tell you something. Allah will be your protector. Yes. There are people who say, oh, sister, I pity you. You never go anywhere, any place. You never have any enjoyment. But you will know in your own heart that Allah will show you a show bigger than their show. Allah will enter into your private life and he will give you comfort. He will give you intelligence. He will give you faith that all you are doing will be rewarded, and you will have your party. You will have your pleasures, and you will be suffering in it. Be without the pleasures and be in heaven. Man kills selfish desire, live in prison of self-imposed. And the man, brothers, you have to kill yourself. I mean, kill your desire for those freakish things of this world. Kill your desire for it. You have to live in prison. As long as we are in this un-Islamic society, and we have to live in prison. And our prison is the prison of Islamic life, the prison of Islamic laws, Islamic ethics, for building an Islamic society. And if we do this, we can change this world, this whole world. There is nothing in this world that won't fall or move aside for us if we establish Islam purely, Islamic examples in this society. God loves all humanity like mother loves all children. The Quran, Surah 31, Ayat 14 to 15, mother travel upon travel, bore him. El Hadith, page 82. Mother loves three times. The true, real mother, she cares about all of her children, equally as no matter, how bright one will be over the other. She will be awfully hurt if she thought that bright one was looking down on the other ones. That would hurt her terribly. She might even give him a good whipping. A very good one. He might cry for mothers 4 months later. When he think about that whipping he got, he might say, oops. A good mother cares about all of her children. And that's how God wants us to see him. See how I have put it into mother, my care for human beings? See how she cares about all of them, and no matter how much they excel another when it comes to the right treatment and the right respect, she brings it to them, enforces it. Isn't that wonderful? And this is just one feature of good mothers that I'm giving you. She has many good features. Different religion benefit, yet family relations keep. The Quran, Surah 31, Ayah 14, family relations keep, though different religions. The Quran, Surah 64, Ayah 14, among your spouses, children are enemies. So even if my parents reject the religion and try to get me